Navara invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli. Today, listeners, forget world affairs, nerd talk, fart jokes, what's on Phil Spector's head. No, today, what about the price of
milk, bread, baked beans, and biscuits?
Yes, the Get This Consumer Watch Task Force are out and about on the hunt for bargains.
We find new shows for the staggering talents of Daryl Summers.
We're blocked up with spam again. It's time to crank up the bilge pump.
Richard Marsland's booty bank update.
Australia's biggest nutbags unleashed.
Who's pretending to be a German polar bear?
Warwick Kappa, is he the next mayor of the Gold Coast? We hope so.
Channel 7 given a horrifying choice.
And in the second hour, our co-host Craig Eagle joins us for, what a topic. Boring conversations your partner drags you into. Is this based on something that's happened to you, Ed?
You know it is. The rubber duck invasion. How will it affect Aussie battlers?
All this plus who's Tony Martin feuding with today? Coming up on Get This, it's 2 hours, or if you're in Adelaide, 1 hour of
Absolute Bollocks.
A Wild West.
Oh, thank you very much. The Escape Club here at Get This around the nation. Wild, Wild West on Triple M. Who's here today? Well, it's me, Tony Martin, suffering, as always, from
wastage and seepage.
We've got Ed Cavalli making a significant contribution to Australian broadcasting.
Depends a lot on what you mean by significant.
And, of course, pushing buttons, Richard Marsland. Okay. Thanks very much.
Never keen on you, Rich.
What's going on? I tell you what, Cecilia answers the phones on this show, came running in and gave me the news. She's been on the internet.
What's happened?
That the story about me and Mick Molloy's feud was the most clicked item on the Daily Telegraph website yesterday. Yes, we're back on top. Cop that, Hamish and Andy. The old farts have still got it.
Yes. Bang. And all they had to do is have a falling out.
Number one.
Brilliant.
So many letters here. Oh, look, we are just swimming in paperwork. We get so many emails, and I'd hate to think people assume we don't read them.
No, we do.
Just because we don't read them out on air doesn't mean we don't read them. We read them every night.
Yeah.
So much here. Look at this. Here's some good news. Exciting news for this program. Brad King from Lily Pilly has sent us an article from a Gold Coast newspaper.
Oh, yes.
Our friend Warwick Kappa.
Uh-oh.
He wants to be the mayor of the Gold Coast.
That's a good choice.
He's making a push for it. Former AFL star said, although he has never attended a council meeting in his life, he possesses just what the coast needs. I have charisma and good looks, and I'm loved by millions.
That's true.
I have something the coast would like to see in a mayor. And, of course, it's illustrated with a picture of him in the meter-made gear.
Absolutely right. But still, with his dignity, that is the tight pink shorts,
yes,
firmly in place.
Now, I think we should get behind this campaign.
Okay.
Because we've been heaping it on Mr. Kappa for the last year.
Absolutely.
Making fun of his offer to strip in your garage for $3,000.
It's got to have a carpet, though.
Absolutely
the garage.
Right. No grass.
No grass.
No, won't perform on grass.
Mm.
Let's say, you know, we're going to be behind this ticket, the Kappa ticket.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As long as during his full tenure as mayor, he wears the meter-made gear.
Absolutely right. And still will strip.
Absolutely.
Yeah. At council, at the end of a council meeting, motion to put in another roundabout. Yeah, no, approved. Motion to paint a gigantic skyscraper of apartment blocks pink. But of course, what other colour would you paint the Miami apartment blocks? And then West, she's down on dirty hooks, something, and dirty looks, and out comes the mayor.
Off come the robes.
Off come the robes, and out comes the tackle.
Just in the, in every meeting, just in the gear with the sash, the meter-made sash, which is mayor written on it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that be good?
And speaking of Sheffield Shield, I'd like to see other sportsmen getting into the local council
now
here.
You're talking.
Alderman Terry Alderman.
Oh, lovely.
And Mayor Warwick Kappa fighting crime together, working for progress.
But just imagine, like, a whole lot of boring blokes in suits around a boardroom table. Then at the head, you've got Warwick in the golden pink shorts with the mayor sash. Anyone disputes any of his motions?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, check the package. Who's mayor?
Exactly.
Hello?
Bang. Do you want a mayoral teabagging? Is that what you want?
We have got to get behind this campaign.
The elected member, hey? Hey?
We've got to do it. Is this going to happen for real?
Hope so.
Anyone who's got info on it, send it in because we are right behind.
He's got my vote.
Warwick Kappa, Mayor of the Gold Coast.
Yeah. I told you I saw the Mayor of the Gold Coast once in a gold suit.
You did not.
I did
really?
So. I was sitting in a cafe and someone walked past in a gold suit and I said, "Who is that?" And they went, "No, it's the mayor doing his rounds."
Okay, well, I think this could top that.
Yeah.
What else have we got in the mailbag? Anything over there, Ed?
Richard?
There was a delightful comment on your MySpace page, I think, the other day about someone had a great, great joke on the Mr. Whippy van as the police car.
Yeah.
And they suggested that their motto would be to protect and to self-serve.
Oh, that's much better.
Sorry, not self-serve, soft-serve.
Okay.
They did a lot better than me.
Yeah, well done. Just van. Is that white-handing a listener's material?
It is.
Self-serve.
He's undermining the listener.
Yeah, if you hear that joke on Rove on Sunday night.
You're done properly.
Yeah, you'll know where it's come from.
Wow. How's that?
My apologies.
I'm still getting...
Hey, tell you what, I did get in the mail last night. We got a petition. There's a bar near where we live, and apparently they're making too much noise.
Oh,
And we were picking it out, and the bloke said, "Oh, g'day. How are you going? I see you just found my my notice." Mm-hmm. And we said, "Yeah, how are you going?" And he said, "Hello, my name is such and such, and I'm getting a petition together because these guys are making too much noise and they're outstaying their license and all this sort of stuff.
They're reprobates, they're woebegones, they're ne'er-do-wells."
This is what I'm saying. Mm. Knockers and deadbeats.
Sure.
So I said, "Rolling another fat cigarette."
Yeah, of course.
And I said, "Sure, no worries." And he said, "Because I live in the local area and across the road from where I live is an alternative nightclub, Richard."
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Hang on. Haven't you previously told us that across the road from where you live is a goat?
No. So across the road from the goat.
Okay.
In full view of the goat. Maybe that's their thing. Yeah. It's an alternative nightclub. You can get it on wherever you like, Richard Milson.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. Now he gets it. No, right. No. And anyway, we've been angling for an invite because we didn't want to just walk in.
Hmm.
Turns out this bloke is the manager. We've been invited to come down and have a drink, Rich.
Oh, fantastic.
Wow. Now, there's only one problem.
You have
to have someone in female form.
Hmm.
My flatmate said we'd need girls. I said, not true.
No.
He said female form. Transgender and cross-dressing is allowed.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you see where I'm going with this?
Are you trying to suggest?
You'd look pretty.
Nah, come on. We're not.
You look pretty, Mr. Marshland.
I like your mouth.
What sex is the goat?
So I don't know.
Hey, now don't say the name of the nightclub, Ed.
No, of course not.
Get yourself in trouble, but is it a good name? Do they,
it's brilliant.
Yeah.
Everything about the place is brilliant.
Get the goat on board. Call it Nanny State. Be a good name for a nightclub. So much to get through here. What have you got over there, Mr. Marsland?
Oh, so many items.
Yeah, a lot of items.
Lots of things here. Sorry, guys, just give me a sec.
Can we have the treasurer to check out 9, please? Looking for a price check. Price check, Mr. Costello.
Sorry, Mr. Treasurer, just looking for a price on the bread.
For bread, white loaf, sliced 650 grams, $3.20 Sydney.
And how about in Melbourne?
$3.23 in Melbourne.
Just while you're here, Tony wants to know how much these sayos are.
Let me tell him. Biscuits dry, 250 grams, $2.01 in Sydney.
Cool.
$2 in Melbourne.
In Melbourne, yeah. And I think we're doing prelude to a fart again today. Ed wants to know how much these are.
Baked beans and tomato sauce, 420 grams, $2.79 in Sydney, $1.76 in Brisbane.
Oh, and the carrots.
Alexander, can you get Kevin and get him to do a price check on these?
The price of carrots will be determined by Mr. Rudd. I think not.
We are out of the blocks. Notice you don't cock your own material up.
That was fantastic.
All right, we're away here. Get this. Very much. Rob Thomas here at Get This around the nation on Triple M.
Cool. That one's got "We Small Hours" in it as the chorus.
Has it really?
Very childishly around the office, we like to sing "The Wee Small Penis."
Do we?
Yeah. Got grotesque versions of every single song.
You've been keeping me out of that. So many. We'll get to your songs, Mr. Marsden, in this break. There's some sizzle. Because people want ringtones.
Big time.
We've got ringtones up on the new website. Can you find them, Nicky? Are they easy to find on the new website?
Very easy. TripleM.com.au.
Okay. What about this bloke? Peter Gregory from Oyster Bay wants this to be a ringtone.
What you're looking for is a boot in the arse.
Wait,
that was one of those self-appointed vigilantes, I think, stopping hoons.
Catching hoons in their local area.
We'll put that up. Who wants, Rahul Shah would like Greg Fleet's Jumper Pants jingle to be a ringtone.
Turn your smile into a frown. Turn your wardrobe upside down. Jumper Pants!
Yeah, okay. Is that how you want your phone to answer?
I think it's better than the boot in the ass one.
Yeah.
I think that's asking for trouble. What you're looking for is a boot in the ass. Am I really? Well, fine.
The Rex Hunt ringtone, huge in Osaka, Japan.
Absolutely right.
According to the emails in front of me. Gee, we get a lot. Steven Seagal seems to be the subject of a lot of emails we receive.
What's happened?
Dave Butland says, you guys were playing Who's Your Favourite Sailor the other day.
We sure were.
Yes.
Quite a list.
Did that go to air? It feels like I dreamt that.
No, that was very real.
I think this week we're doing Who's Your Favourite Trailer?
What's your favourite trailer? Meat pie. Mm. Meat pie, one word, trailer, YouTube. Check it out, be shocked, and then wait for the inevitable release. When's it coming out?
I don't know, Tane. All right, when's yours coming out?
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah, when's this thing you're feuding with?
Oh, we're going to have a feud now, are we?
Yeah, we're having a big feud.
Why don't we get into a feud?
What would we feud about?
Trouble is, it's all happened on the show.
Yeah, I was going to say. All right. I've got a problem with you. I just bring it up.
Yeah.
On air.
Okay.
I've got an ongoing thing with Cole Elliott that I didn't want to talk about.
Yeah.
A bit of a feud.
You can't help feuding with Cole.
You can't help it.
You don't know who Cole Elliott is?
No.
He's an Australian comedian of the genre of Kevin Bloody Wilson, of your Rodney Rood.
My apologies.
And he did a long-running series of albums called You Can't Help Laughing with Cole.
Ah, right. And could you?
You couldn't. Not with an apostrophe on the end of the word laughing, you couldn't. Steven Seagal.
Yes.
You know, how could you miss it out, guys?
Oh, Under Siege.
Yes. Greatest sailor ever, Casey Ryback.
Mm.
Steven Seagal in Under Siege took out an entire terrorist organisation, freed the crew of the Missouri and hooked up with a playmate. How good is that?
Bang.
See, that should have won.
See, you could be who's your favourite sailor and then also who's your favourite train ticket collector for Under Siege 2.
Yeah, that's the one where he, if you look at it, he's sporting the double-breasted dark jacket. And constantly photographed, you know, as if the lighting on his hair wasn't shonky enough.
Takes a lot.
Constantly photographed against the dark background so you can't see the gut.
Yeah, and he's wearing a corset.
Ooh.
A metal corset.
Okay. It's important information we give you on this show, isn't it? Okay, getting back to the music and the emails. Oh, look, this is a beauty from Tristan Tatt.
Come on.
Rosanna, Victoria. Isn't it great to live in a suburb named after a song by, I'm not going to say it. T-O-T-O, you know, if I say it, it'll come in.
That's true.
Okay. Look, he's reaching for it. Don't reach for that.
Don't do it.
Reach for this. Missed out, guys, on getting through on your phone and read bands that didn't make the bill for Live Earth. Oh. However, thought you could mention this one with a little help from Matty D.
Mm-hmm.
Could be some real dizzy stuff here. It's the New Zealand band OMC. Remember the...
Otago Millionaires Club.
Is that what it was?
That's right,
That's
yeah.
what it stood for.
The Otago Millionaires Club.
Yeah.
There are no millionaires in Otago.
Well, there's a club of them. You just weren't invited. A
couple of goats on the end of a bit of string in Otago. He says, remember their hit How Bizarre?
Yes.
Well, he says, what about that bloke from, Police 10-7, who says...
How come?
You know, cut it into How Bizarre. You've got a winner for sure.
How come? How come? How come?
All sweet scenes in the front. Someone's in the back.
Thank you very much, Matty D. Sur le pot et le pans. Look at these PS. This is a beautiful PS. Mm-hmm. Here's a ringtone for you. You need to put Richard Marsland's version of the Venga Bus song up on your website ASAP. Let's hear it again.
The Venga Bus is coming and everybody's running from north to Ibiza in the Mediterranean sun.
Look, that's all fine, Tony.
Yes, it is.
And we all love Richard's Eurobeat work, but what about his history of singing on this very station?
On this station, you mean outside of the confines of Get This?
Outside of the confines. Before, many years before Get This, he was cranking out the musical stylings as only he can on this very station.
Richard Marsland's Mingo promo, take two.
You can win a grand a day, what the hell? It's Triple M's Mingo. All you have to do is play a little game we have, it's called Mingo. Musical bingo on the radio is the way to go. It'll help with your cash flow and you'll have that winning glow. Listen weekdays from 9 for Triple M's Bingo. Listen to the songs when you hear them, call us up and say bingo.
Bingo!
Bingo!
Nothing could be easier every workday. We will boost your pay when we give the cash away.
Woo!
That's the name of the easy little game called Bingo.
Bingo!
Triple M!
Wow, he's asking me during that, should I give myself a round of applause?
No.
Was Mingo?
Mingo was a promotion where they would have three songs that announce in the morning that you've got to listen out for.
Right.
And then when you heard the third song, you got to call up and say Mingo.
Mm, right.
Triple M, Bingo. They go together.
Where did you find that?
Someone in promotions gave it to me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Finally.
Very good times.
Finally, we're developing a relationship with promotion.
Absolutely right.
Do they know who we are yet?
Oh, I asked for a DVD player the other day and security came, so maybe not.
All right, next up, Mingo. Get this. Of course you would. Aussie Crawl here at Get This on Triple M. It's Get This Around the Nation, brought to you by the Nissan Navara. We've heard about the huge pulling power.
We're over it.
You over it?
Yep.
What about the rugged good looks?
Ooh. What?
Rugged good looks, that's what it's got. Absolutely. Range of seven colours, two of which there are no names for.
Ooh, really?
Colours that don't exist. Barely register on the spectrum of the human eye.
Fantastic.
That's what they're up to down at Navara Central.
Maybe they're hypercolour.
But what about rugged good looks? that leads me to this email from James Ryan, exploring your website, and it does require a bit of exploring. There's a lot going on there. Came across this photo of Tony's dog, Bee, when she co-hosted. Wasn't she a great co-host last year?
Yeah.
Most of the time it was just... but it was short and they liked it.
Tested through the roof.
Absolutely. What about the photo of Bee with Victorian Premier Steve Brax? Closer inspection, it's the Mars lander.
You do look like Braxy.
Are you serious?
Are you a Braxy?
Yeah, you got a touch of the Brax about you. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Because, yeah, no, he's, I mean, but I don't have black hair. He's quite...
Okay,
yeah.
We could change that.
He's quite tanned. I'm quite pasty.
And you've got to develop some faux pas. Like, didn't he talk about sad events of 7-Eleven?
Ouch.
7-Eleven, if you remember.
That's right.
Okay, check out the photo somewhere on the...
I've got an email from Mark Greenwood that says, what's going on with your booty bank gift competition? Where Richard came up with this idea that what you do is you, if you're a gentleman and you have a petite seat, take a photo of it in the G-string and send it into booty bank at Zoo Magazine. That's see if you can get it in, see if we can get a gentleman's bottom in there. How do we know it's you? I hear you asking. Mm-hmm. Sketch of Richard Marsden's face. Pop it on your bum. That's the way we know it's you.
Hopefully it won't be airbrushed out.
No, absolutely not. But,
well, as Geraldine Hickey pointed out the other day, doesn't look like they use the airbrush on the booty bank.
Too much.
It's very Reader's Wives.
It's au naturel. We've gone to the trouble here. One of the people in promotions came up with a great idea. They said, why don't you sketch Richard Marsden's face, Ed, and pop that up on the website so people can download it.
Oh, like a little logo, like a little fake tat.
So here you go. That's what I've come up with. So that's going up on the website.
All I'm wearing in that drawing, Tony, is the Titanic necklace.
Yeah.
Like Kate Winslet in that movie.
Absolutely
that looks
right.
Like an evil billy goat.
It's the best I could do.
That looks like something.
You get moving.
Reg Mombasa would do. In his sleep. That's how I would describe that. Okay, I don't know. I think we'll put it on there, but I think... Yeah. Okay, well, maybe we should go with that one.
We're going with that.
We've got to get a standard one.
Absolutely right. So,
Reg Mombasa in his sleep and Stephen Brax.
Yeah, lovely.
Cool.
Oh, Mandy has called. We said that OMC stood for the Otago Millionaires Club. Of course, it's the Otara Millionaires Club. Otago, down the bottom, fields, animals, not many people. Otara, up north. Once were warriors. You've seen the movie.
Ah.
Not a lot of millionaires, hence the name.
I get it now.
Very nice.
Okie dokes.
Don't say anything bad about Otara. The latest Time magazine is a warning to all.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot going on over there. What about space? We haven't talked space much.
No. How's it going?
Well, Brian Sigley, I don't know if that's any relative of Ernest Sigley, has sent us an article. Look at this. Astronomers yesterday announced they had found the first planet beyond our solar system that contains water.
Okay.
And therefore could support life.
Yeah, yeah.
Presumably. But apparently it's millions and millions of years before we'll have the opportunity to ruin it. So forget about that.
Something to look forward to.
A letter to the Melbourne Herald Sun. We've talked about this woman before. They keep printing letters by Joy Buttress from Dromana.
The Buttress Report.
Is that a real person, do you think?
I don't know. I remember there was a woman growing up, when I was growing up, she would always write into the TV guide, Dorothy Plack, P-L-A-K.
No.
That's a great name.
Well,
Joy Buttress.
This is Joy Buttress, who is a bit of a Joy Buttress, as it were, because she's always, you know, she doesn't seem happy about nothing when she writes in. Listen to this. I agree with John Waters, brackets, kick out troublemakers.
Yep.
He said it all for me. This country, our beautiful, lucky country, is going down the drain.
She's right.
Certainly is. Until Warwick Capper is the mayor of the Gold Coast.
Fix this joint.
We'd love to hear. If Joy Buttress is listening, we'd love to hear from you.
And if Phil Minge is listening.
He writes into...
The Courier Mail, I think.
Might be the advertiser.
It might be.
And Dorothy Plack, I'd like to catch up with her.
Okay.
At some point soon.
Okay, great.
All right. That could happen.
Wow. I got a new segment next.
Really? Do you want to give us a name?
Yeah, it's new shows for the staggering talents of Daryl Summers.
Next, I'll get this.
Get this.
Rogue elements in the industry.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This on Triple M. Almost everywhere, Ed, we don't have time for the, what was the segment called?
What? New shows for the staggering talents of Daryl Summers.
We'll get to that tomorrow.
But there's so many good ones.
Right now we have to
What's inside Daryl?
They did a McAuliffe Tonight. Great show on the Nine Network a few years ago. They did Daryl in a Barrel. That was a beauty.
Wow.
I'm not sure if he ended up in a, you know, abandoned bank in Snowtown. I'm not sure.
Because I've got one called Daryl's in a Brand New Bag.
Please cut that out in Adelaide.
Okay.
Don't let that go to air in Adelaide.
Thank you, Shane.
All right, now listen.
Oh,
Richard.
Hello.
We spoke earlier about the alternative nightclub near where I live.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to come?
Well, is it okay if I don't make it?
I've bought you a dress.
Is it okay if I don't come around?
I bought you some knickers.
Yeah.
That is fading and the sun has gone down.
Fine, I'll go with Tony.
Bring it all back, bring it all back, bring it all back.
I'll go ask this chaps. In the meantime, here's Jet on Triple M. This isn't ABC FM, it's Triple M around the nation. That was Jet, Bring It On Back.
Din, 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 din.
Absolutely. Hey, you want some more music? You want some xylophones?
Yep.
Let's visit the magical, wonderful world of podcasting. It's the way of the future, apparently.
I feel like Bruce Lee sneaking into a house. Oh, no,
now we're away.
Very swishy, Bruce Lee.
Now we're on the information superhighway.
What's in the new one, Tone? What are we up to?
I know it was meant to go up yesterday. There was technical problems. As, I believe they're sorted out now. Get This Podcast 102 is up there. Occasionally I'll leave something out of the podcast and the listeners get very stroppy.
They do.
Finally, that bloke who wanted to have himself arrested on Police 10-7.
Ah, yes.
On the Crime Investigation Network.
Yes.
That's in the latest podcast. What about Bob Franklin and his dodgy strawberry?
That was wonderful.
Josh Lawson's in there because, well, he's in everything.
J-Law.
Playing Who's Your Favourite Sailor. There's a bit of Toto talk. Don't you dare play that.
Okay.
Neighbours, plot or not, that was confusing. And by massive, massive popular request, Prelude to a Fart.
Oh, that was good radio.
In its uncensored entirety.
Great radio.
All free. All on the iTunes or
triplem.com.au.
Go to the website and, hey, you want to talk about bargains?
Mm-hmm.
Then let's have a bit of Talkback Mountain. But again, a request, Mr. Marsland.
A request from Mick just called us up and wanted to hear this specific Talkback Mountain theme. It's going out to him.
Let's hear it.
Come on, everybody. Good choice, Mick.
Love a bit of theme music. We need a sub-theme here, as if this show isn't complicated enough. Okay. Let's have some consumer watch.
Mind the door.
Are you being sassy?
I'm paying money.
Because everyone's talking about the price of groceries. It's the new battleground for our politicians. Mm. Did you tape something off the 7:30 report, Mr. Marsland?
Yes, I certainly did.
What's going on over there?
Peter Costello was on the 7:30 report last night.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure if you can actually pick this clangor. I mean, it's just an honest mistake.
Okay.
But it sort of sounds funny.
Let's hear it.
Okay, have a listen to this.
Treasurer, if we look at what Kevin Rudd announced today, why not give the ACCC monitoring power over grocery prices?
Because prices are already being monitored. The Australian Bureau of Statistics collects prices for food and groceries and publishes them on a website for every major capital city and has been doing it for decades.
Did you pick that?
No.
Okay, I'll run it past you again.
Publishes them on a website for every major capital city and has been doing it for decades.
Decades!
Decades on the website.
That's right.
No dice.
No.
Way back in the 1920s.
Yes, it's a website that's been passed from father to son over the generations for the past few decades, apparently.
Have you been to howtodothecharleston.com? There's some hot gear on there.
There's scenes in Deadwood where people are logging on. It's amazing. It's been around forever, the ACCC website.
Nice plug.
I like to think that that's his excuse. Well, why don't they monitor prices? There's a website where the Australian Bureau of Statistics monitors.
Is that the ACC? Sorry, we don't know what we're talking about.
Can you imagine how boring that would be?
Yeah. But is that one of those organisations that just exists, so therefore because they exist they don't actually have to do anything?
Absolutely right.
I think it sounds like
Australian
it.
Bureau of Statistics. 100% of people last year said we did a great job.
Gee, petrol prices are going up and bank fees are insane. Mm. Don't worry, we've got some sort of commission.
Absolutely right, to make sure they are.
Why are you leaving?
What?
Oh, did I not mention that they're... Well, are they doing anything? No. Oh, no, we're done. They exist.
No.
They exist. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, it's enough for me.
All right. Am I up on my high horse?
You are, Tone. Mm. Well, we're talking bargains today.
Oh, we're talking bargains because, you know, let's not have all gloom and doom.
No.
Out there.
There are bargains out there if you're willing to hunt.
Let's. What have you found?
Well, I live in a suburb that is full of bargain shops. Yeah. And I bought a potato masher for the ludicrous price of $1.50 yesterday. And the lady assured me it was mostly stainless steel, she said, which is great news. And listen to some of the names of the stores. She said, $1.50. I said, thank you. She said, mostly stainless steel.
What does that mean? Which parts of it aren't?
Any other bits?
I guess that's just a game you can play at home.
Anyway, so there are shops around my house. That was in Hot Bargains, I bought that. Then there's the Super Dollar Store. Then the Discount House, which has a sign next to that says party inside. And nothing says party like discount toilet paper. That's what I say. And my favourite one, Bargain Time, which announces hot prices at discount prices.
Bargain toilet paper.
Mm.
It's just a piece of balsa. bargains. I'm trying to think. Our best bargain of the year was Series 1 of The Wire, JB Hi-Fi, for just, what was it, $24.95.
Oh, wow.
I went down there, you know, in the trench coat with the sunglasses on, ACC style. Yeah. Not going to do anything. Just wanted to check that the prices were there. Yeah. It's back up to like 70-something bucks.
That right.
You've got to get in the JB window. In the window at the moment. I know it sounds like I'm being paid
to
big up JB, but I do kind of live there.
I know,
Indiana Jones.
Oh, yes.
You know how you can't buy them separately?
No, it's in a box set.
Isn't that annoying?
Not really.
It's like a box set for, it's, I don't know, $89.95 or something. Mm-hmm. I think it's down to $39.95 at the moment. That's still, you know, a lot of money, but it comes to less than $20 a film. So
bang.
I figure that's all right.
Bang.
Mentioned this to Richard Marsden. Oh, so critical. So critical. Jumped straight in on Temple of Doom with the life raft. They get in a life raft.
Yeah.
They jump out of a plane that's crashing.
Well, hang on a sec. They have to jump out.
They have to.
The pilots have nicked the parachutes.
Yeah.
Indiana Jones was asleep while the plane was careering towards a mountain.
That's right.
Never mind.
And then they jump into the inflated life raft. Yep. Down they go, land on the snow.
Yes.
Do you like that? That's a great sequence.
It's an amazing sequence.
Because you constantly think it's finished
and then there's
more. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, not good enough for Marsland.
Well, the only soft parts of a rubber dinghy, like the one that they sail down like a parachute onto the mountain, would be the actual floor of the boat. And when they land really heavily. Mm. So they actually miss the soft bits of the dinghy. So wouldn't that break their back and several bones in the process?
Okay, wait a second. You know this is Indiana Jones, right?
I'm aware. And I know that there's a guy also in the movie who has his heart pulled out of his body and showed to him before he dies.
Yeah, and there's, you know, you remember somebody opens a lost ark in the first one. All kinds of wacky gear that I'm sure wouldn't happen in real life.
Kate Capshaw getting cast in a movie.
Yeah, that's insane.
It wouldn't happen in real life.
Bit is in the after they've been through the nerd enough for you listeners, Kate Capshaw gags, after they've been skiing down a mountain in the life raft, and then they go over a waterfall.
That's right.
And they're just going along a creek, and the creek is clearly just, you know, a bit of set. Maybe it's out in the back lot in California. Maybe we're in Morocco. Who knows? And they're sitting there. No idea where they are because the plane's been out of control for 13 hours. Indiana Jones has been asleep, mind you. Mm. And they're sitting there and Kate Capshaw goes to him, "Where are we, Indy?" "India." "How can you tell, bro?"
Because he spots someone in a turban making a gotcha call. Possibly.
Anyway, the topic du jour.
Bargain hunt.
Bargain hunt.
Not nerdy movie gear.
No.
Bargain hunt.
What's a bargain? Where did you get it? How much did you pay for it? And can I please have it?
Call us now, 1-333-53. Thank you, Iggy and Kate, with Candy here at Triple M. Yes, we never know what we'll play next. We're playing Consumer Watch.
Mind the door.
Are you being sassy?
I'm paying money.
I mean, who goes to a website to compare prices?
There's Norks on it.
I mean, just because it's up there.
Sorry, Nikki.
It doesn't seem to stop prices from spiralling upwards.
Absolutely right.
All right, it's getting a bit AM.
It was.
Let's talk bargains. Who's got one?
G'day, Mike.
Yeah, how are you? I've got an Asian gang meat cleaver from a little Asian shop in Thomastown in the kiddies toy section.
Oh,
in the toy section, you got
yeah,
a meat cleaver.
Toy section.
How much did you pay for it?
$7.
Bargain.
Yeah, bloody oath. Hey, can I also say one more thing?
Yes. Well,
for your DVDs the other day, what about Rex Hunt's Fishing Adventures?
Oh, is that ours?
Yes.
How much? Is it a bargain?
Don't know. I haven't seen it, but I'm sure you could investigate it.
Yeah, we'll certainly investigate it. That'll be a whole week's of shows, I'm
dizzy
sure.
Dizzy stuff. Thanks, bloody Mike.
Very dizzy.
G'day, Dave. How are you?
Good, guys. Yourself?
Great, bro. Talk us through your bargain.
Yeah, no worries. By the way, before, can I just ask, how's the Labrador going, Tony?
Oh, it's just expanding.
Oh, yeah, mine's the same. Like, he even lies down. You throw him a bit of food and he won't even get up to eat it. He'll eat it while he's laying on the ground.
Has a dog ever been known to say no to any piece of food?
Not to my knowledge, no.
I tell you what, my dog said no to tofu once and I gave it a round of applause. I said, yes, that's not a food, that's sponge rubber. Well done.
Yeah, true. Very true.
All right.
Tell us about your bargain, Dave.
I was actually down Crazy Clark's a few months ago and I got a nasal hair trimmer for $2.
Oh, is that one of those Asian gang nasal hair trimmers?
And,
I think they're illegal.
Yeah, it only lasted 2 months, but hey, it's only $1 a month, eh? Hey?
Oh, not, well.
You couldn't hire it for that. Was it just a pair of garden shears with nasal trimmer written on the side, was it, Dave?
Oh, quite possibly be. It did hack me nose up a little bit when I was using it.
You've got to expect that for $2.
Yeah, but it's value for money.
Thanks, Dave.
Nice.
From Dave to David. How are you, bro?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Excellent. What'd you get?
I got a double-featured DVD for $2 at Dick Smith's.
Yeah.
And the first one's called Busted, and it actually stars Corey Feldman and Corey Haim.
Oh, wow, I haven't heard of that one.
Well, it's also got Elliot Gould in it, apparently. I haven't actually taken it out of the plastic to watch it.
No, it's a collector's
item. I'm actually going to send it in to you guys, but I'll give you a quick rundown. A screwball comedy where a sleepy summer resort transforms its jailhouse into a bordello and its beautiful lady cops into hookers.
I think that's our movie of the year. Yes. Busted with the Coreys. What's Elliot Gould doing?
I've got no idea, but he's in the credits on the front.
Yeah.
And it's got a quick thing, I think, must be from the producers or something, because it's got faster than a speeding airplane.
Oh, yeah.
And more powerful than a naked gun.
Yeah.
We've got to get that to add to our Corey's shelf here.
I didn't think the two Coreys had ever done any work together, but
what are you talking about? License to Drive, Dream a Little Dream. We could go on.
Sorry.
Please.
Thank you, David. Please send it in. That's very kind of you.
Yeah, I got Elliot Gould. You know, is there a cooler man in the 70s than Elliot Gould in The Long Goodbye?
Yeah, great. And, with his pet cat.
And now he's just swishing about in a sort of, what do you call it? Hugh Hefner robe in the Ocean's movies.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's his go, isn't it? G'day there, Mark. Are you there?
How you doing, mate?
Good, man. What'd you get?
My friend, I'll state that, got a Plumpers magazine for $2 in Fish Week.
A what magazine?
Plumpers.
What is that?
What is Plumpers?
I'm sure you can work it out.
It's
over 50s and plumpers.
I saw that at your place, Richard. Okay, so it's not enough. It's not enough that they're plumpers. They've got to be elderly plumpers.
Imagine being the recruiter for plumpers.
Yeah.
Trawling coals during the day. Hey, you ever thought about doing some modelling? Well, I didn't, but
not plump enough.
Have you had a look at it, Mark?
No, it was my friend's.
Oh, Mark, you're wearing the T-shirt as we speak.
Guilty.
I heart plumpers.
Thank you for everybody for calling in. Too many good ones to get to.
That's all the bargains we've got time for.
We'll have to get there. We'll have to do this again. There are some beauties.
We certainly will, because I'm seeing someone called Robert from Bayswater, and he says, Daryl Braithwaite concert for $4.
What a rip-off.
It's an auction. $3. I'll be offering you $3. I'll give you $2. In the next hour, Craig Eagle, one of our friends, is coming in. Comedian Craig Eagle, bar manager Craig Eagle.
Absolutely.
He'll have a few bargains going. And we're going to discuss something. I don't know what has inspired this. I'm detecting a level of bitterness underneath it. Mm-hmm. Boring conversations your partner's dragged you into.
Yep.
And the fun never stops. And get this.
Get this.
Music, colour, movement, sequence. Dancing.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Do what I want, cause
I can. If I don't, because I wanna.
Oh, what about that, Nissan Navara?
Be ignored by the stiff and the
rugged good look.
Rugged good look. Huge pulling power. And today, joining us for the second hour of Get This on Triple M, Craig Eagle, comedian.
Hello,
Craig.
Sir.
Hey, the applause. Thank you. Hello, everyone. Tony, Ed, Maslando.
Good to see you.
Nikki.
Hey, you're in a comedy duo with Dale and Evan, seen on The Wedge. Mm-hmm. You guys in a Martin Malloy-style feud, by any chance?
Constantly.
Are you?
Constantly. Just with Eagle Evans, it was the show that almost went to air.
Yeah, show that almost
went to
air.
Almost went to air.
That's a show where if you would just give me the series and let me chop it up, I'd love to do my own best of that series.
And it can be filed away somewhere.
Yeah, okay.
And now, with reference to the feud, I'd just like to put my viewpoint forward, Tone. I am squarely and firmly on your side.
How are you?
Unless Mick asks me onto The Nation.
Okay, fair enough.
But there's only one mature way to handle it, Tone.
Yeah.
Mature adult way.
What's that?
Celebrity boxing match.
Oh, well.
You and Mick squaring off. You and the stars and stripes. Tights.
A drinking competition has been suggested.
Ooh, that's good too.
I'm going with a DVD view down.
Ooh.
You were pointing out something that is very true. We talked about it yesterday. Never get your photo taken looking angry.
No.
Because that's the one they'll run.
Yeah. Where was that shot from?
Oh, it was like us looking angry promoting something. I think we were angry with our own work. But then it becomes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And never have your photo taken sad, because then when your show gets axed, in happier days, looking at our ratings figures.
Yeah.
Lessons to be learned for young comedy duos. Hey, forget all that, because we've got to, you know, we haven't been getting through a lot of news today yet.
No.
We've been indulging ourselves with sound effects.
Yep.
And listener emails.
Clips.
Hard news in this hour of Get This. Oh, that's those swingers. It's Get This. It's Triple M. It's the second hour. Round of phony applause for Craig Eagle, one of our regulars.
Phony applause.
Comedian and pub manager.
Can't get enough.
Now, hey, you one of these pubs where people aren't allowed to smoke?
Well, that's every pub time.
Yeah, well, in South Australia, I think it's...
Oh, for another month or...
Till November, I think they've got.
Yeah.
But
they're trying to get rid of the South Australians. So.
Oh,
let them smoke, let them smoke.
What about your punters? How are they taking to it?
Well, fine, not a problem.
Really?
It's actually, I've had more people in who haven't been to pubs before.
Right.
But the thing is, they're old.
Oh,
they're old, okay. And they don't know what it's all about.
Oh, getting back to the old style pubs.
Yeah, they're kind of going to go, oh, we can go there now. It's not smoky.
What about a really, really, really long cigarette holder? So you could be at the bar and it could just be out the door.
You mean like the one that I have while I'm working in the bar that goes out the door?
With your cravat and monocle.
But they're hilarious because they think it's a restaurant on a Saturday night. They think they're at the casino or something.
God,
and you walk over and go, g'day, guys, how are they hanging? And then some old man goes, could you send over the drinks waiter, please? And I'm just like, well, you're looking at him, buddy. What do you freaking want?
And what sort of gimmickry have you got in the pub? Because I know a lot of pubs are going, okay, we're losing smokers. We need to get back the love tester. Remember the love tester?
Yeah. Beautiful.
At the pub, have you got any sort of gimmicks in there?
Well, we've got a love tester, for one. Well, there's basically the only gimmick really is just a little bit of heating outside.
Yeah.
And my foul, smoky breath.
Oh, beautiful.
To remind those that they can't smoke. Hello.
Yeah, but if they want a taste of the old days, you can just breathe on them.
Well, if they want to taste the old days, I just punch on with them.
Oh, nice. With those days. Yeah. Now,
that's never going to leave a pub.
We can't really talk about this, but I'm seeing a lot of footage which has been illegally released of footballers going the punch. Have you seen that?
Right,
sort of
stuff?
Yeah. Is there, when we get enough of that, will that be, you know, will Tony Pearon be able to add some sound effects to
definitely.
That?
Definitely. Yeah, there's a ding.
Sorry, it's one of our pet hates on this show. Why do they leave the voiceovers? Because, you know, in the YouTube era, one of the great things is being able to see a cat leap backwards into a sink.
Mm. Or hear it in its own words.
Yeah. Mm. Without, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Boing. Over
absolutely
the top,
right.
And just a gratuitous Charles Bronson impression for no reason. Okay, enough of that nonsense. What big stories have we missed, Mr. Eagle?
Oh, a big one. Funny enough, one of the headline banner articles on 9MSN overnight.
Yes.
Titled, Giant Badgers Terrorise Iraqi Port City.
I heard about this.
Now, there's something you don't sort of see every day,
no.
Do you? I'll give some... the Iraqi Port City of Basra, already prey to a nasty turf war between rival militia, has now been gripped by a new fear, a a giant badger stalking the streets by night, attacking people and dragging the corpses back to their lair.
Is that right?
And there's a quote from one here. 30-year-old Suad Hassan claims, "I was sleeping at night when this strange animal hit me on my head." It doesn't say what with, perhaps a tuning fork or a packet of barbecue shapes.
Sure.
"I have not seen such an animal before. My husband hurried to shoot it, but it was as swift as a deer. It's the size of a dog, but its head is like a monkey." So they have sent Prince Harry over to fight in the Middle East. Thank God for that. And they're claiming, locals are claiming, that these creatures were released by British forces.
Really?
Yeah.
Badgers?
Yeah, we wouldn't send SAS.
No.
Or send in some tanks.
No.
What do we send, man? Send in the badgers.
Badger squad.
They'll take care of them. Badger squad, front and centre, claws to the red ear, and attack the corpses.
Badgers on the loose. Why don't we see any of this? Why don't we see? Because I notice is Alexander Downer challenging Kevin Rudd to go to Baghdad?
He is.
I'm challenging him.
It's like an amazing race thing, though. He's racing in there.
Go there in a badger costume.
Mm. Yes.
See if you're man enough to do that. Or is that not Mr. Rudd's scene?
Oh, man.
Did you see that in the paper today?
Well, he's got the hair for it.
Yeah.
The top of his head kind of looks like the arse of a badger.
You've got, who is it, Minchin? Nick Minchin saying he went the chuff when he was at school and possibly at university.
Mm-hmm.
He can't remember. Says Kevin Rudd, "Wasn't my scene."
Yeah.
Daddy-o. I think he threw a daddy-o on the end of that. What was Kevin Rudd's scene? Dungeons and Dragons.
Absolutely, yeah, right.
Would be my guess.
He's always going on about wanting the Prime Minister to be hairy-chested.
Yeah.
So maybe Kevin Rudd was a bear back in his early days.
A large
hirsute gentleman enjoying the company of other large hirsute gentlemen.
Nothing wrong with that.
I noticed that while Nick Minchin is saying yes, he has smoked a bit of the jazz cigarettes in the past, he's also saying that you should watch this documentary tonight, The Great Global Warming Swindle.
Ah, yes.
How did you describe it the other day, Ed? We need balance on the ABC.
So we've had a global warming documentary full of facts.
Yeah, so now we need
one full of jokes.
That's made up.
Yeah.
Completely.
Yeah.
Has anyone had a look at this? Has there been a preview?
No, not yet. I know, because it's been so much to-ing and fro-ing about whether they're going to broadcast it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think maybe, I could be wrong, but I think it's simulcast.
What's the issue and why they wouldn't broadcast it?
Because it's
based on discredited information.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is the ABC that recently showed Growing Up Gotti.
There we go.
If you remember. Yeah. So they're going down that end of the pool.
Have these people not seen Today Tonight or A Current Affair?
Oh, that's too highbrow for the new ABC.
I see. Oh, the new ABC.
So they've got this ludicrous comical documentary about global warming.
Mm.
And then, I think it's followed by another documentary called Alexander Downer, Man or Superman.
Yes.
There's no bias at the ABC anymore. Hey, we've got more issues to do. More badger news to get through here. And get this. That's Lost and Running Powderfinger here. Get this on Triple M. Comedian Craig Eagle has joined us as we canvass stories we've missed from the news. You know, there's always bans going on. What are they banning? Any good bans you've heard about?
A very good one that's come out. Ban Tintin.
Tintin?
This says a British group who are claiming that Tintin is racist.
How is Tintin racist?
Well, it says there's a number of sections saying the savage natives look like monkeys and talk like imbeciles.
Yes, okay.
That pretty much described most of my friends. I guess they'll be having a look at other Tintin books, Tintin Up the Khyber Pass.
No, I remember
and
that
Tintin
one.
Does Dallas. But it made me have a look at my my selection of books at home.
And, what have you got?
This is a genuine quote from Enid. I do have two small sons.
Yes.
They'll be listening, as always.
Yeah.
Charlie, Ben, hey, boys. Now, Charlie, he will never catch fire if you don't use the kindling. Now, this is a quote from an Enid Blyton book, The Wishing Chair. Listen carefully. See if this sounds a little suspect and should be looked at.
Yep, sure.
"You have to rub and rub and rub the leather, and when it grows, it's done."
Ooh.
Now, that should be looked at. Some other titles.
Hang on, Enid Blyton, that was your Secret Seven. That was, you know, because did you want to hide? Did you have a hideout when you were a kid, Ed Cavalier?
No, not really.
We really wanted a hideout, and I think the Secret Seven was just a garden shed that was far too small for seven people, I thought.
The smelly shed.
Yeah, and then there was Enid Blyton came up with the famous, she had the Famous Five and the Secret Seven, big hits. Didn't get very far with the Adventurous Four. Only two titles.
Mm. Yeah.
What's the lesson? People don't like mystery solving even numbered groups of people.
Absolutely.
Clearly.
It's not what they're into.
The three investigators, the famous five, the secret seven.
They work.
All kill, adventurous four, no dice.
Hardy Boys? Three?
No, I don't think there was two of them, but they didn't put the number in the name.
Just the Hardy Boys. Live is a mystery. There's a mystery in itself. Another one they're looking at, is the Tale of Peter Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, what's that got?
Because they're claiming that it only has middle-class rabbits.
Oh,
is there four classes?
Right,
it would
have been
fine if there was some ice-addicted rabbit popping caps into the ass of an A-list celebrity rabbit. That wouldn't be an issue.
I love it when people don't have a problem with a talking rabbit.
He's wearing a jacket.
Yeah, but they're so middle-class, those rabbits. Some other titles on my shelf that need to be looked at. Obviously, The Wiggles, Hot Punani, Hot Punani.
A new one.
My copy of Where the Wild Things Are actually has a centrefold spread of Neve Campbell and Denise Richards Pashing.
Wonderful.
And I read that every single night to the boys. And, of course, there's High Five's Groovy Lift the Flap Adventures.
Of course, they're great.
Let's move on, shall we?
Let's move on. Let's move on to spam. Do you get much of the spam email, Craig?
Not anymore. I used to get heaps. I've just changed my server and stuff.
Have you got a filter?
Well, no, because I don't like lots of porn.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
No, but I've just got to turn it off all the time.
Well, I got this one because I get a lot of them, and it starts quite well. Listen to this. Good day, everyone who has received our letter. Syntax a bit shaky.
Not
necessarily suspicious so far. If you have received this letter, do not be in a rush to delete it. This is not spam, but a great opportunity for you.
I'm in.
Still okay.
Yeah, it's a bit shaky, but okay, let's move on. This offer is for people who hasn't found a good yet job.
Bingo.
Oh, now we're
there. We go. Look out.
Now we love it. Or for people who is just looking for extra income of money. You have found it.
Mm.
All you do is send us email and tell us of your much interest. We guarantee a stable high daily payout in range of $7,000 per day. Now, they've decided maybe you're onto it now.
Mm.
How can we reverse that perception?
$7,000 a day for just sending an email saying, I'm interested. Yeah. It does seem a little far-fetched.
It's in the stable high range, though.
Yeah, it's true.
It doesn't say dollars, Ed. It just says $7,000 per day.
Oh, we don't know what it is.
Could be anything.
Emails, probably.
But listen to this. Then they go, after reading this letter, you might... After reading this letter, you might will think... It's too good to be true.
That's what I've been thinking.
But you can throw those thoughts away right now.
Hang on.
And then in huge letters, important.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a spam and is real offers from all. If our letter has got to you at the wrong address, please remove letter our and we promise you that from us to you, the letter will not come. Excuse me. Just thrown excuse me in at the end.
Just a reminder. Just to say, well, maybe they're thinking, you're going, well, excuse me. Maybe you're saying, excuse me. On a related topic, I had a telemarketer call me last week. Big long gap and then started the spiel. I just went, oh, will you piss off?
Yeah.
Hung up. 5 minutes later, the phone rings again. Big long gap and then this, you'll piss off. Come back and prank me. And the first thing I could say was, is this call being monitored for training purposes?
Yeah, you could have got that shorter, mate.
Yeah. When telemarketers bite back.
That's great. Just a guy in a turban in a booth somewhere just going,
I'll give you, swear at me, matey.
This is going to be good. Switch the tape off. All right, that's great. But hey, what about boring conversations your partner's dragged you into?
Mm.
I don't know why that's our topic today. We'll find out next.
Get this.
I think not.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This. It's on Triple M in Melbourne, Sydney and Brisbane. Adelaide have left us for this hour, so we can bag them.
Oh, I didn't know they were even with us.
We won't do that. Craig Eagle is here, comedian and bar manager. What are we talking about today? What's the story?
Boring conversations that your partner forces you into.
Oh, what's happened there?
Oh, a few things. But first one, I was out with a friend of mine the other day and we were just having lunch and his phone rang and it was his girlfriend and he must have spoken to her for 10 minutes, something long. And you could just hear, oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. He hung up and I said, well, you know, what was that about? He said, mate, I've got no idea. I don't have a clue what that was about. I was picking my lunch off the menu while I was talking to her, right? And I said, but what's the general gist? And he goes, oh, mate, look,
Normally it's just about like family or work or something like that. I don't really know.
Somebody's died apparently at a funeral. Yeah. I don't know, who cares?
But we were at home the other day and the Asian Cup has started, and I'm a huge Socceroos fan, as you know.
Mm.
And we were there, and my flatmate was there, and his girlfriend was over. And I don't get very aggressive very often, but I was screaming at the television because we were playing so poorly against Oman. Mm. Anyway, just at like quite a crucial time, which is all of it, she leans over to me and said, "I've got a second interview for a job." And I thought,
you've got to go there.
I don't care if you've just been put in charge of the entire American military and your first act is to blow up my house. This game is all I care about.
Wow.
So that's where it's coming from.
So it's not necessarily, in that case, a boring conversation. It's just that's interrupting your enjoyment of...
Yeah, but also there's... Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the football. But also I used to go out with someone who was just obsessed with talking about, you know, their family. Oh. I just didn't care.
Okay. Right, yes. Well, Ed and myself share family trouble.
Yeah.
So, you know, that doesn't...
So that counts.
Yes, fair enough.
Yeah.
But, Craig, do you get roped into this? You're married, are you not?
Well, I'm married. I've been married for a very long time, so, you know, boring conversations are part of the course for me now.
Yeah, okay, sure.
and I guess now, being married for so long... hi, Pauline, if you're watching. Love you. That's the beautiful Pauline McDonald who used to work here at this free station.
Mm. So two...
She sends hi, by the way.
Two love yous will get you out of the trouble that's about to follow.
Oh, no. Oh, no. See, but being married so long, I can actually pick the warning signs.
Oh, yes.
That's another clue, too.
Oh, yeah.
Any conversation that starts with, "Now, love, there's something I need to talk to you about."
Oh.
So that's indicated. So, I mean, the boring conversations for me are normally anything that involves superannuation.
Oh, please.
Schooling of the children.
Homeschool.
Or why did I get home at 5 a.m. on Sunday morning?
Tedious.
Tedious little things.
Leave it alone.
Yes.
Obviously, I'm married. People know about that. So I get into conversation. Well, you see... You say comedian, bar manager. This is because you can't really... You have to have two jobs if you're in comedy. My wife's in the film industry, so she has about seven jobs, one of which is she's taken to designing her own handbags.
Really?
I don't need to know all the details of how the handbags are constructed. But at the same time, I guess she doesn't need to know about the extremely complex alphabeticalization system with the DVD. So it swings and roundabouts. Marsland, your incredibly hot girlfriend, does she bore you senseless?
Well, a previous girlfriend.
He's good at so good at that.
I'm going to dub myself in here because I just cannot stop talking about four-wheel drives when I am out on the road.
Really?
You cannot stop me complaining about them. They pull up next to you at the T-junction. Mm. You can't see past them. You can't see over them.
Do you have a name for them that you could never say on the radio? I do.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, there's several expletives, but I know it just used to... And my ex-girlfriend used to just time, you know, when she would see a four-wheel drive coming or coming behind me, how long it would take before I could complain about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, she's the ex.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. What do we really want from people here? Subject matter. Is that it?
Boring subject matter that your partner insists on speaking about.
Yeah.
Get it out of your system before a national audience. 133353. Oh, look, that's the subject for another show. What's Gary Oldman up to? Mr. Craig Eagle, our guest.
Good ideas, Craig.
I'm just asking. So, write it down. Use it next week.
So, Craig, when a badger's had a go at someone or Gary Oldman's done something, you're our man.
I'm your guy. You've got my number. I'll do a call in.
Thanks, Craig is sitting in on Get This Today around the nation on Triple M. We're simply asking what, Mr. Cavalier?
What boring topics does your partner drag you into? Hello, Dave.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
Talk us through it, bro.
My wife is mad about Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I say get over it.
How boring is it, Dave?
Mate, we actually will be driving in the car and she's recently discovered Buffy the musical edition of Buffy.
I've seen that. Great episode.
Oh, it's horrendous. We actually drive and she tries to make me sing duets with her.
How romantic. Does it get so serious she gets onto Angel as well?
We've named both of our dogs are called Angel and Spike, which is the two bad guys out of Buffy.
You really need there, Dave, is a counter topic. What do you come back with?
Cars. Four-wheel drives.
Cars. Do they cancel each other out?
That'll do.
Yeah.
Not really.
Dave, can I suggest, check out this new edition of Plumpers magazine?
Throw that in the mix.
Plumpers. All right. And
Thank you, Dave.
When we say four-wheel drives, we mean those giant tanks with a tiny emaciated blonde woman from a posh suburb and a spoiled child.
Not the useful 4x4s like in Navarra.
Certainly not.
Hello, Craig. How are you?
Good, thanks, guys. Yourself?
Excellent, mate. Okay. What do you get dragged into?
Well, I came home from footy training last night. Mm. Instead of the dinner sitting there, you know, ready to be eaten, I've got a chart, our five-year plan.
Oh, I say get over it.
Oh. And what was on the five-year plan?
I don't know. I put my dinner on top of it and put the paper around it and didn't really try to distance myself from the subject really quickly.
Yeah, I've got a 20-minute plan here. It involves eating this meal.
Was it just financial or was it emotional as well?
Financial, and there was a bit of emo work in there as well. Oh.
Some emo work. More emo 30 work. Seconds to Mars in our relationship. Thank you, Craig.
Lower the fringe.
Showing stuff. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Good, thanks.
What do you get dragged into?
Popcorn.
Sorry?
Popcorn.
I say get over it.
What about it?
Well, every time we go to the movies, we can't eat the popcorn because it's so salty, so we spend the rest of the night whinging about how we can't actually eat any popcorn, even to the point where we ring up the managers the next day and complain about how bad their popcorn is.
Peter,
have you thought about not eating the popcorn?
What was that, Craig?
Have you thought about not eating the popcorn at any stage?
Well, it's at movies. I mean, movies, popcorn, you know, you have to have the popcorn,
Peter, you're such a romantic. You have such a lovely day. We have dinner, popcorn, letter to the editor the next day. That's gorgeous.
Oh, well, you know, you could always become one of those people who sneaks their own healthy food into the cinemas.
Oh, I do that sometimes.
Do you really?
Chomp on some celery.
Is that illegal? I think that might be illegal.
That's all right.
I like it.
All right, okay.
G'day, Mark.
G'day, how's it going, fellas?
Great, what do you get dragged into?
My wife has this encyclopedic knowledge of bloody supermarket prices.
Oh. I say get over it.
So she's like an offline version of that website we're all supposed to visit.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I
mean,
like, I really need to know that she could have saved 4 cents going to Aldi.
But if you go to Aldi, inevitably you come home with 7 cans of soup and a bike.
Yes. It's the most bizarre combination of items at Aldi.
Lawn chairs.
Heat beads and meat. It's actually going again.
Thank you, Mark. That's another good topic, actually. What can you buy at Aldi? All right. So, hello, Matthew. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
What do you get dragged into?
You come home from work, all you want to do is sit down for a few minutes and unwind, and she pipes up with a conversation, guess what me and the girls did today? And inevitably, all they've done is had more coffee.
Yeah. I say get over it.
Ouch.
My girlfriend goes for coffee with her friends and then comes home and tells, and then Sarah, you never guess what she was wearing. I don't know, the same kind of faux peasant gear she always wears. Yes. And then we discussed about going to this shop, but then we decided not to go to the shop.
Can I ask, does she listen to the show, Ed?
No, she's in Canada.
She's in Canada.
I thought she might not be listening for just a split second.
Right. And Matthew, what do you come back with?
Where's my beer?
Where's my beer?
There's a comeback.
Modern gentleman.
She loves a bit of that.
Hello, Dave. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, guys.
What do you get dragged into?
It was many years ago. I actually met this really lovely lady, and we talked on the phone quite a fair bit. We met up on my birthday, and all she told me about was all of her friends. So the next 3 or 4 weeks, every time we got together, it was all about her friends. And then finally one Friday night, I said, can you come in to see me? She goes, no, well, I've actually got to work out something with this friend and that friend and this other friend. And I said, gee, what about me? She got so mad at me, she wouldn't see me anymore because her friends mattered more than what I did.
Oh,
I say get over it.
No, that's very unfair.
She was a damn nice-looking girl, too.
That's the real shame of it. Yeah. Because that's a second phone topic.
Yeah.
What will you put up with if someone's really hot?
We will.
How much will you put up with?
Dave, stupid foxy hot.
Thanks for that. Was that all blokes? Did we get all blokes?
I think
we're going to have to redress the balance and get all ladies onto this topic tomorrow.
I did ask Nikki if her husband bores her with any topics, and without looking up from her keyboard, she went, yes. And...
Just went back to her typing.
Did she elaborate?
No, what is it, Nikki? What does he bore you with?
No, it's mainly sport.
Mainly sport.
Sport and more sport.
We can identify with that.
Yeah, I hear that.
Okay, well, we might get the ladies up for that tomorrow. Yes, more in a moment. Hey, are we going to finally play it?
It's time.
Richard Marsland's TV preview next on Get This. That's Crowded House here at Get This around the nation on Triple M. Craig Eagle, comedian, bar manager, he's with us. Have you been, you know, excited about the upcoming TV season, Craig?
Oh, very much so. Well, tonight, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Big one tonight.
The Swindle, obviously, the global warming Swindle.
Age of Love with the poo.
There's a new show on Foxtel, the Juvies Marathon, where
I
they follow
that.
Juvenile offenders. And their cases and et cetera. Apparently there's a gentleman this evening who can't stop urinating in public. So
it's a whole channel.
Looking forward to that.
I'm sure it is. Now, a few weeks back, Richard Marsland went to a fair bit of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
On his...
he's really been putting in clips and stuff, Rich.
The TV preview, I think, you know, there was a fair bit of good gear in there. Let's hear that again. Have you got it? Both of us have been promising to preview the new TV season, and we've done bugger all.
I've done nothing.
Richard comes and sees me last night, and he said, forget about the opening break tomorrow. I've got it sorted. I am going to preview the TV season properly if you guys simply refuse.
Well, if anyone wants me, I'll be in the hot tub.
Because I like your TV previews, but they're like colouring books where the bits haven't been coloured in.
Yeah, that's true. That's right.
You need to really explore and give people a taste of what is coming
up. I'm not fleshing them out properly, Rich.
Yeah.
In the 2017
season.
Fair enough. One of the hot shows at the moment is It Takes Two.
Yeah, that's true.
And we had Russell Gilbert in last week.
We certainly did.
And I'm a little disappointed that Russell's no longer on the show. For me, it's lost a lot of its zest.
Has he been boned?
He's out of there.
Oh, where did he go wrong?
Well, he lost to, like, Kowalski because he teared up and stuff. Bronze medal and some tears will keep you in.
See, this is like my sister. She lost out on Australia's Got Talent.
Australia's Got Street Performers.
Because people wanted the cute little kitty on the piano.
You can't beat the kitty.
And then the old bloke with the gum leaf.
Can't beat that.
It was good. His name was Herb too.
Oh, really?
My mum loved Herbs. In all seriousness, she was gunning for Herb to win.
Really?
Yeah, he couldn't do the final countdown by Europe on that gum leaf though.
And he wasn't sexy.
It Takes Two though. They need to do more. And as well, you might remember a little while ago on the show, we were trying to find jobs for the Big Brother housemates.
Yeah,
Why not put the two together?
Right.
Rather than quality, have quantity.
From the makers of It Takes Two comes your new favourite celebrity singing reality show.
Every Big Brother contestant ever
in the hit new It Takes 126.
It Takes 126, baby. Just me and 125 other people.
I don't think that will work.
I like it.
That's great. Is that you singing, Richard?
Yeah.
Is multiple Marsland.
Wow. Marsland simplicity in here.
Let's go over to the other channels now.
Okay.
Inspector Rex in all kinds of trouble.
I love Inspector Rex.
What is it? It's a German Shepherd. He's a police dog. Is that correct?
Yeah. Or somehow he solves crime just by sort of nodding his head every week.
Yeah.
My mum loves it.
There's whole episodes where he's just trying to get a crumb out from under the fridge.
It's quite interesting.
But he solves a case at the end of it.
But he's in all kinds of trouble because they played an episode of Inspector Rex at 7:30 at night.
Oh, really?
And it featured some lewd content.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
I think the official wording was stronger than mild.
Oh, really?
It was some sort of sex scene that didn't really fit in with the family
a little
time
bit Perry Perry for 7:30, was it?
But wouldn't you know it, Inspector Rex is getting steamier.
Just when you thought Inspector Rex couldn't get much ribalder.
He does.
And how? In one sizzling hot brand new episode, Inspector Rex does the reverse cowgirl.
No, now listen.
What is the reverse cowgirl?
Now, as I said, I was on cold medication.
What's the reverse cowgirl?
Wikipedia it.
Really?
Really? Well, I'll get to that after I've looked up Dirty Sanchez.
And the Turkish grip.
We learned so many new terms.
Rich, you're a filth monger.
If you're getting a radio show together, make sure you have a bloke who used to do a sex program the buttons. You'll learn so much.
I've got them all.
Yeah.
You've got the word ribalder. I didn't know if that was a word or not.
Love making them up.
This is gold. What else is coming up?
What have we got, Rich?
TV season, Richard.
The King. Massive hit on pay TV. Yeah,
absolutely. Everyone loved that.
Yeah. Great performances.
Harry rules.
Wonderful story. Interesting to have a look at the private life of Graham Kennedy.
Yeah.
And off the back of that success, TV One are also making some other shows looking at some of our biggest stars on the TV.
From the makers of The King comes the story of a renegade, a pioneer in the unexplored frontiers of the breakfast TV wars.
Five
5 minutes, Mr. Stefanovic.
Ah, your ass is mine, Wilkins. The king of morning TV, the Carl Stefanovic story.
Oh, I will be tuning in for that.
He's got legs.
So does he swallow a piece of ice every time before he goes out?
He's having a stiff drink before he goes on the air.
But they've already done iRobot.
That's true. That's true.
Surely it's just going to be a replay of that.
Well, let's kick it home. What's the big show on CI at the moment that we can't stop talking about?
You know what it's called. I can't stop tooling about downstairs.
That's right. It's a big ratings hit.
Is it?
We've certainly been talking about it a lot on this show.
Yeah.
And from the makers of that show and also the man whose arms exploded comes another big hit documentary on the CI channel.
A tale of one man's addiction. An addiction that would become an obsession. And an obsession that could cost him everything. Ed Cavalli in I Can't Stop with and then all over the until the does a
how good is this
and coming soon.
I like it.
All right, I didn't understand that, but it's all part of the fun. Here at Get This on Triple M. Jones, comma Jesus, right here, right now, here at Get This. Time to sign off. Thanks to everyone who called in today. Great callers, great emails.
Yeah, thank you, everyone.
Craig Eagle, thank you for sitting in for the whole hour.
Pleasure as always, thank you.
The only guest on our show who owns his own pub. If people are down in Melbourne, where is your fine establishment?
The Railway Hotel in South Melbourne. Pop in and see me. You have some beers.
Yeah, there you go. And obviously that pub will be touring. Brisbane listeners, you'll get a chance to taste the action. Don't worry. Hey, our key phrase today, I don't know if I need to explain this. Here it is.
How come? How come? How come?
Maybe I did need to explain it. I'm sorry. And we'll be back tomorrow with Ryan Shelton.
From Rove.
The host of Ride Deers. He'll bring some in with him. It's all thanks to the Nissan Navara, that 4x4 with its huge pulling power. Now